are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, Sister Andile, I hope you are on the line. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, my sis. How are you doing?
I am good, and how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Let's get into it without any waste of time. The time is 6 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. To our listeners at home, if you have any questions regarding today's topic, you can send us your questions on +27734703520+27734703520. We are focusing on managing media consumption and influences under the theme for this week, maintaining purity and in a hyper-sexualized culture. So the media landscape bombards us with messages that often conflict with values of purity. Managing media consumption and understanding its impact is essential for maintaining a healthy perspective on sexuality. In this discussion, we will explore ways to critically engage with media and its influences on our understanding of purity. So let's get into it, my sister. How does media let's start with the word of prayer.
Okay, all right, let us pray.
Yes.
Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you, dear Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you that we just get to do these things that are so much beyond ourselves, but are based on your truth. Help us, dear Lord. Have mercy on us, dear Father. Please forgive us as we even speak of truth that we are of which we are transgressors. Give us your mercy, dear God, and help us to live according to your virtues, your highest virtue. Help us to get and to understand this concept of purity and really just to submit ourselves and not to debate and negotiate and harden and have hardened hearts towards it. Please help us, dear Lord. We plead for mercy. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Andile, for such a beautiful prayer. So help us, sister. How does media consumption affect attitudes towards sexuality and purity?
Yeah, media does indeed affect our attitude towards sexuality. My sis, media tends to be invasive. You see a billboard as you drive by, you hear an ad of sexual content as you watch your favorite program. Mm. It's quite invasive. You hardly have to ask for it. You know, it comes to you. Yeah, and the nature of it as it comes to us is that as if being invasive is not enough, it demands a response. You know, it's not just easy to look and not have to think about what you've seen, not to think about what you've heard. So it really just demands some resource capacity on your mind. So now you've got to allocate some thoughts. Mm. You know, no matter what it is that you were thinking about, you've got to now think about what have you just seen. So it's quite invasive and it's quite a vicious strategy that that the enemy may be using, you know, just to get to us wherever we may be, you know. Not to say media in itself is a tool of the enemy, but it seems that he's taking advantage of how easily it can access all the corners of the world. You know, media is really, it can get to anyone and everyone. So we've just got to decide how we want to respond to what we see, even when we don't know what it is that we are going to be seeing as we drive around, as we go to the shops. You are seeing ads. We've got to have, so it does affect us. It's invasive and it demands a response. And what I would then say we must, how we then protect ourselves against that is that we must have better content in our minds that is already resident, you know, in our minds, so that even as you see something that you have not anticipated that you're going to see, you know, the content that's already residing in the mind sort of rejects it to say, no, I've got something better to think about. I'm refusing to have to think about having seen a half-naked person that is selling a car, you know, things that just don't make sense. Why must I even draw logic out of that? Like, because it really usually just doesn't make sense. But the fact that it even occupies your mind for half a second, it's stolen some mental resources that you could have afforded to something else much, much more harmless in the mind, you know. So we've really got to have guarded minds every time. Before you leave your house, you've got to have a guarded mind. Otherwise, the invasive nature of the media that just finds us will really just be to our disadvantage. And so sexuality is actually just then one of the, well, it's something that challenges and threatens to defile our purity. It's not the only thing that defiles our purity, because we did define on Monday and Tuesday, we defined purity as a heart issue, but then it just comes through. Yeah, it's expressed outwardly. So it's in as much as it's a heart issue, it's expressed outwardly. So it's a purity of the heart, purity of the mind, and purity of our bodies. And sexuality touches on this body element. And this is really how, where we must guard our minds to say that I'm going to reject thinking and entertaining things that just come and I have not asked for them. So in order to do that, you've got to have something that you're really thinking about that's even more superior.
But I'm sure there might be a way to avoid bumping into such content on social media. Maybe there are settings, maybe.
Okay, specifically on social media. So if you look at media in general, so it would also include, you know, your billboards, your radio.
Right.
But then with social media, then specifically, certainly there is. But I think, you don't always want to be you don't always want to be fiddling with settings on the outside. You've got to have a guarded mind. You then in that way you will always be okay in any situation.
Right.
You know, no matter what the pressure is on the outside, once you are guarded and you are fortified inside, no matter what may come on the outside, it'll always find you secured. You know, so yes, there are some searchings that we can do on social media. And the reason why those are responsive, right? When social media initially comes, you don't have those settings until we have realized that, okay, this thing is doing damages. And then we start demanding that, you know, the platform owners must enforce some settings to protect us. So those settings are really in response to the damage that we see. So even to prevent this damage, we must have fortified minds. You know, in the Bible, God always he always links the success of the children of Israel with the knowledge of the Word of God. You know, the one who delights and meditates in the Word of God is the one who's likened to a tree. You know, which is very fruitful and prospers in everything that they do. So our fortification lies where we've got to have the word of mind already being a content, a resident content in our minds, in our hearts, and that'll secure us from any external influences, whether it's print media or social media or just things that fly by in the air or just thoughts that wants to invade the mind. It'll really just help us to do that.
It's tough. But it's okay. And what are some practical ways to manage exposure to sexual content in media?
Okay, all right. Just briefly before I say that, I wanted to add that, you know, there's a strategy that God is using for the gospel to actually get to everyone. It's actually it's mentioned in throughout the scripture, but one place in which it's mentioned is Matthew 22, verse 9. The word of God says, therefore, go into the highways and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So just go spread out to make sure that the gospel of God, the good news, reaches people. And it seems like the enemy is sort of rolling out the same strategy to make sure that his strategy to keep us impure, you know, he also rolls out to the highways and the byways, you know. So then we've just got to know that you may not always avoid it. You may not always switch on and off certain settings, but as long as we are fortified on the inside, we'll always be secured. So some practical ways to manage exposure to sexual content in media. We've got to decide what we want to use our media for and really discipline ourselves to not use it for what we have not intended, you know. So the act of browsing is really dangerous. No matter which media platform you may be using, browsing is an enemy to a mind that is unguarded, you know. So a mind that doesn't carry intentionality to say, what do I want to do now? well, how do I want to spend this hour that I've got right now? You know, because then you'll be open to all sorts of suggestions and recommendations that really carry an intention to defile the mind and the body and the heart. So when we have invested ourselves in guarding our minds and strengthen ourselves in our purpose daily, moment by moment, we've got to be intentional and purposeful to say, now I'm going to the shop, I'm going to buy bread. Not to say I'm going to the shop, I will see. I'm hungry, I'm going to the shop, I'll see what I get when I get there. You know, you're then opening yourself up to being influenced, and you might just come back with a pair of shoes, whereas you went to the shop when you were hungry. And you don't know what you might come back with. You're just easily pliable to whoever has got the best marketing strategy out
right.
there. So we've got to be intentional in everything that we're doing. And I would say guard against entering competitions to win stuff, you know. Especially competitions of things you don't need and of places you don't trust, you know. I mean, you'll just see a competition about Cadbury. You will win 500,000 rand and you don't even eat Cadbury.
Imagine.
And you have no context on what this thing is, but you're entering a competition because they're drawing you by, you're going to win 500,000 rand, you know. So guard against... practically guard against online entering, clicking, especially competitions, because that's how they draw people. In fact, now that I'm talking about drawing, you know, there's actually something that I'm just thinking about. You know, in the Bible, in Revelations, it talks about the enemy is drawing with the tail.
Eish.
You know, drawing with the tail, the angels. And I'm actually just thinking about it now to say, you know, in the retail, is it possible that the enemy is doing the same thing? The same in retail.
Retail.
He's doing it again here on earth. So it's actually the retail space is one of the most dangerous spaces because, I mean, I'm just wondering, is it possible that the retail space is where the enemy is just pulling off another tailing thing that he did in heaven? But are we not glad that we are promised victory? But through the blood of the Lamb, we are promised victory through the word of our testimonies and not fearing our lives unto death. So I hope I'm not scaring anyone by drawing that retail thing. So another practical way to guard ourselves, to manage exposure, because now when you're clicking on stuff, you have to enter your name, your email address. Mm. So you're getting yourself even more exposed, you know. Mm. And we must really limit signing up for free online content also.
Right.
Because the free online content opens you up to, they want your email, they want your name, they've got your location already, you know what, and they've got your profile. And you don't know what else they can actually pull out of you just having entered that session, you know. And the other practical way to guard ourselves against exposure would be, we really don't need to be on all social media platforms, you know, especially if you are just a consumer. You don't have to be on all of them. Unless you're a content producer, you know, and you've got a strategy to reach the masses, a very specific thing that you are doing, then at least you are guarded. You are on the socials with intentionality, you know.
Right.
But as a consumer, you don't need to be on all of them. You can be just on one of them. Fortunately for me, I managed to get out. I really managed to get out of that space. But another practical way, I would say, guard against agreeing to terms and conditions ignorantly. I think that one is a big one because we just so used to agreeing, but we don't really know what we're agreeing to, right?
Mm.
And for me, this one is just such a big one. And I'm actually still learning through it because... there's a principle that I hold so dearly in my heart, a principle that the Bible teaches us, principle about covenant and a principle about an agreement.
Right.
We are really part of a superior covenant. We are really part of a superior agreement. We even have a promise in Amos 3 verse 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, another promise in the Bible says, if two of you shall agree on anything as touching on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So the principle of agreement is a powerful principle that God gives us, you know, that we can stand on. So when we then go to the socials or to media and use it carelessly and just agree to anything. If anyone says, oh no, sign up for this thing, and we just press agree, we are weakening the strength of this principle. It no longer holds the power that God wants it to hold. To say, I want to agree with this person in prayer, and then I know that God will answer. So it weakens our faith in a way, because now we are using this word agreement so carelessly and without really giving it the weight that God wants it to hold in terms of anchoring our faith.
Mm.
So yes, my sister, that is what I would say practically. Let's just guard against competitions, signing up for free online content, and agreeing to terms and conditions. If you really cannot read the terms and conditions, you really have no business. We have no business agreeing and signing up to those things, you know?
Mm.
And how many of us don't read terms and conditions, Facebook, of the websites that we sign up for? We don't read the terms and conditions, but we agree.
And we're always accepting all cookies. Hey!
Accept everything. You know what? Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up, actually, because I'm actually on a mission to reject all. I'm like, okay, I want to see what's going to happen. If they don't accept my rejection, I've got no business being in that site.
Right.
Because then I have to go and find those cookies. And it may be harmless, but it becomes then a habit that you want to enforce into yourself to say, no, I actually want to have read this thing before. Because then we are always told the enemy studies us, you know, and just see our habits. So if he knows that, you know what, you are a person who doesn't read, you know, with a fine tooth comb, anything that comes your way, you simply just say, my mother has it, my brother has it.
Yeah.
The people I like have it. I can also have it.
Yeah.
We need to exercise that kind of vigilance, because the entire premise of faith, as God demonstrated through Abraham, is that you must leave your country. You must leave everything that's familiar with you.
Hmm.
So we can no longer rely on the people around us to say, okay, I'm safe as long as the other person has already agreed now.
Hmm.
You know, when we believe in something, you mustn't consider whether another person believes it or not. It must be your own thing, you know,
right,
that is according to how God has revealed it to you through his word. So this principle of just agree, click and agree, accept, you know, they weaken our faith, because our faith is based on an agreement.
Thank you so much for that, my sister. And how can individuals critically assess the messages that they receive from various media sources?
Yeah, it's important to critically assess the messages. So say you've already done your personal filters and you've already decided that, you know what, I've got time to go to the media or to consume some media content. I've got time for it, and it aligns with my purpose, and it just aligns with what I want to do right now. Now, how do you consume that content in a way that's going to be beneficial for you? You know, it has to agree with the purpose for why you went in the search. For that content in the first place, you know.
Mm.
So you've got to say, has this answered the questions that I have? Has it given me the new information that satisfies me, that makes me to feel like, okay, I did find what I wanted, you
right.
know? So we've got to give value for our time, and we've got to give value for our resources, our mental resources. We've got to give value for that.
Mm.
And say, is this really what I wanted to do, and did I do it? And if you feel that, okay, I did benefit, but I'd like some extra time. And you also check that to say, okay, do I have the extra time, you know, to afford an extended search in media concerning this specific topic? Now,
right.
We're talking about someone who's intentional, who's already decided that, you know what, I'm doing research on this thing. And we're not even talking about someone who's browsing aimlessly. That one must not even critically assess anything, because you must first critically assess yourself. How do you then go and browse without intentionality? So it's important to then critically assess it. You assess it against your intention, you know, against your purpose. Did you get what you wanted to get? You know, if somewhere along the line you went into the media streets with a solid purpose to say, no, I want to get some recipes on some plant-based diet, you know, you that's your intention. I've got 1 hour and I just want to get some more recipes on plant-based diet, and 1 hour down the line you found yourself shopping for clothes, You got you started with a purpose, but then you got distracted.
Eish.
You got distracted, and you were stolen. The enemy stole, because he steals, kills, and destroys. He steals also our attention and our focus and our minds.
Right.
So then you've got to reevaluate that and say that, you know what, because I was a victim here of some theft, I'm not going to extend this session. I'll close it and I will go away. Because then you, if you carry on, you don't know really where your mind fell, you know.
Right.
God says in Revelations 2, remember where you fell. And you don't know where you fell. You don't know what it is that derailed or distracted you. And when you go in to find recipes, and now you're finding yourself shopping for clothes, you know, where you go in wanting to complete an assignment, and now you are on Facebook checking out the breaking news of whatever it is, you know. So we've got to go in with intentionality, and we've got to allocate very specific resources of time,
right,
and the mental resources into it, and we've got to respect ourselves. We spoke about respect the other day. That's how we show that we respect ourselves. You know, I'm doing a reconciliation here. The Bible says we've got a ministry of reconciliation. We constantly need to reconcile what's inside and outside, just to create that balance. I think it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, talks
right.
about a ministry of reconciliation. We're daily doing that reconciliation. Yeah.
Thank you so much, sister, for that. And I think you have answered already. I was going to ask about what are the benefits of engaging with media that aligns with your values?
For me, media has really made the world much smaller and less intimidating. So engaging with media has helped me to access information much faster.
Right.
It's also exposed me to a lot of people, you know, that I like and would otherwise not have had the opportunity to meet. So I sometimes do listen to interviews. I've gained a lot of benefits in being able to stay in touch, you know, with friends and with family that are distant, you know, through media. So there are a lot of benefits, and there's a lot of opportunity to use media for our benefit rather than against us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful one. How can media literacy contribute to maintaining personal purity?
So important. Media literacy is very important. So we've got to learn to be drivers, you know, of the direction that media must take.
All right.
And how media must influence the world. We've got to drive this industry with the content that we want to make available, not just to be victims of the content that we find ourselves in front of, you know. We've got to drive what content do we want, and so we've got to be literate, we've got to be proficient, and we've got to drive that industry if we want to protect the benefits that we do get out of it. We've got to be skilled, we've got to know what it means to be a participant,
right.
You know, not just like for the sake of like, not just forward for the sake of forward. You know, like earlier we spoke about the cookies. I know what it means for me to accept a cookie. Know what it means for me to reject it. You know, don't just do it according to, you know, don't be random about it, you know. So we've got to be intentional and purposeful in our engagements with media. Take a cause if you must, you know.
Okay.
But most importantly, really, we've got to ask God for help, you know. We did say earlier, I think when in the introductory session, on this topic, that purity is a heart issue, and it really is a blessing that God has made available for us. It's blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, you know. So it really is originally a blessing from God, and the threat that then comes to threaten this blessing, we've got to fight that one. So if the threat comes to threaten our purity, we've got to hold on and really just say, and understand how can we protect ourselves and secure ourselves against this threat. And now we know that media is a tool that the enemy is using to roll out this threat of sexual impurity. So we've got to know how to protect ourselves, because we cannot simply leave the media space because it's now riddled, you know, with the enemy's agenda. We shouldn't just leave it. Otherwise, we're going to be running for the rest of our lives, you know, because he's going to find something else to use, and we are going to run. He's going to find, we've got to know how to stay and protect ourselves and protect the territory, you know, that God has given us. And media is a very valuable and beneficial territory that we can really use to gain advantage in this world, advantage of spiritual growth, advantage in just advancing in the system of the world. And we've got to stay here and establish our belonging. but do it in alignment with the principles of God, and keep the enemy out. We've got to keep the enemy out, and
right.
The strategy is the word of God. We've got to use the word of God to know it and to meditate on it day and night, and to know that, you know what, whenever an external influence is coming, you know, it's going to be annihilated by a word of faith.
Beautiful one, Siswami. Before I let you go, here's the last question. What role does accountability play in managing media consumption?
Yeah, we are accountable to God for our lives. You know, we are accountable to God for our resources, time, words. You know, at the end of the day, we have a responsibility on what is presented to us. So we've got to respond what is presented to us. We respond with intelligence and with intentionality and according to the leading of God. You know, every situation, I always say, every situation that we come across is an opportunity for us to hear God. Everything. You know, you might think it's easier, it's quicker to go and look at Google or to go and, but the quickest and the most effective and the most intelligent is to say, God, what are you saying about it? How can I see this? You know, yes, I'm looking at these children. They are skimpily dressed on some billboard. How can I see it, Lord? And really, I've learned to have three responses, you know, to the things that I see around, you know, a response of faith, which is thanksgiving, to say, God, I thank you for this opportunity, or a response of a prayer request and say, hey, Lord, please help us. Or a response of pleading for mercy and say, Lord, please forgive us. We have messed up here. We've lost the plot. So, you know, our accountability is to God and to God alone. And so even when we are consuming media, we've got to reconcile that with how have we used our time? How have we benefited from the information that we have just obtained from the media content? How have we, our accountability is to God.
Okay, because of time, my sister, shall we close with the word of prayer?
Yes, ma'am, let's do that. Yes. Our loving Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity just to have presented on this topic. Heavenly Father, it's not an easy topic, but we are assured because you say that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. We thank you, dear Lord. May we trust in your word always, even as we are dealing and addressing and responding to the challenges out there. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have said that you do not want us to leave the world, but you want us to be protected from the evil one. And we know that this assures us that you will leave no stone unturned to secure us, only if we can just hear you, Lord. Help us to hear you as we navigate these dangerous streets where there is just there is just the enemy around the corner just waiting to challenge us, dear God. Help us to hear you and help us to be merciful on all and help us to love one another because you did say that love covers all sin. We do not want to live in a world where we fear, dear God, because the challenges are all around us, but we do not want to fear. And we know that we are assured that when you are with us and when we constantly hear you telling us which way to go, we shall have nothing to fear. Loving Father, bless this platform, AWR SID my sister, the presenter, and bless the listeners, dear Father. And wherever anyone is carrying an offense based on the word of truth that we shared or the opinion that we shared, we ask that you forgive us and we ask that you deal with the offense and educate us. Teach us your ways, dear God, so we can live fully as you want us to live in this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister.
Thank you so much, my sister. Blessed day, Father.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.